Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthshare.org.
Have you guys ever wondered how some mythological creatures got their start?
Of course.
Me too.
The men's room top 10. The men's room top 10.
So this comes to us via go-to tutors, and it is myths from your childhood that are actually based on real things.
Okay.
Yes. El Dorado. We all know El Dorado, yes.
The city of gold.
The city of gold. The Spanish conquistadors' quest for the legendary city of gold was not pure fantasy. It was based on real ceremonies in Colombia, where tribal leaders would cover themselves in gold dust and make offerings of gold and emeralds in Lake Guatavita. European misinterpretations and exaggerations transformed this actual ritual into an entire golden city, sparking centuries of destructive expeditions throughout South America.
Sounds about right.
We gotta go find this thing.
Everyone was covered in gold, right? By the time it gets back, you're just talking months.
Correct.
Like, what was the game you play? Like, I don't know, it was like
telephone.
12 people. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Starts with one comment you made, and by the time it comes back, like, what is even going on?
Right, and as you said, 12 months on a boat, you're getting drunk, you're a little bit, you know, dehydrated from all the sunlight.
That Scurvy, all the rest
sun poisoned.
The people are made of gold. Let's go.
Right.
I mean, right. You're pooping in a pot in your place.
Yeah.
That time sucks. So he's like, hey, man, I'm going to hop on this rickety boat and go find a city full of gold. Like, yeah, man.
Yeah, I do.
Myths from your childhood that were actually based on real things. Thor's hammer. Can anybody other than Steve tell me what Thor's hammer's name is?
I can't pronounce it.
Lightning?
Lightning. I
like
it.
Starts with an M, right? Like Mjolnir?
Mjolnir.
What?
Mjolnir.
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 How do you know you're saying that right? Mjolnir.
I've heard it from a few different sources that say that. I
voice was like this.
I don't say it with full confidence, but I say it with enough confidence. Like, enough people say it says Mjolnir that I believe
Mjolnir.
It.
Mjolnir.
So, the Norse god's magical hammer Mjolnir represented something very real to ancient Scandinavians, meteorites. These thunderstones there, Ted, that fell from the sky were often composed of iron, a rare and valuable nerd.
My poops. Thunderstones.
Thunderstones. Releasing the thunderstones. Iron, a rare and valuable material in early societies, ancient Norse blacksmiths discovered that meteoritic iron made superior weapons compared to terrestrial iron, fueling the belief that Thor's hammer was made from a special metal with extraordinary power.
I can't believe they could melt it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no kidding.
How do we make fire hotter, dammit? Mythological creature with only one eye.
Cyclops.
The Cyclops. The one-eyed giants from Greek mythology.
Turns out they were looking at him from behind. He was just bending over to pick something up. Sorry. I have two eyes. You guys are going to stop spreading that rumor.
Knock it off.
I don't have a belt, all right?
Just because it blinks doesn't mean it's an eye.
He was just picking some up. But it's the first plumber. It likely originated from ancient discoveries of elephant skulls. The large central nasal cavity in an elephant skull looked remarkably like a single eye socket when viewed from the front. Ancient Greeks finding these fossils in Sicily and other Mediterranean islands naturally concluded that they belonged to giant humanoid creatures with a single eye, creating the basis for the Cyclops.
Yeah, if you see an elephant skull, that's exactly what you would
think. When you also look at them through a handful of different interpretations, they all have some form of tusk.
Right.
So I don't know if they're all that big, but yeah. Werewolves. The legend of humans transforming into wolves originated from...
Italy!
From Italy?
Turkey! Greece!
From actual medical conditions and historical events.
Mm-hmm.
Certain rare conditions like hypertrichosis, causing an excessive hair growth, and porphyria, contributed to the werewolf myth. Additionally, cases of serial killers claiming to transform into wolves like the 16th century French nobleman, that guy... provided evidence of werewolves to medieval communities already primed to believe in such supernatural transformations.
I love how that works. I know the medical condition here. He's a wolf.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
It was the name of the monarch that had a wizard for a friend.
Monarch?
King
Arthur.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He did have a wizard.
Known as Artie to his friends.
While not a mythical creature in the same way as Zeus or unicorns, the legendary British king story grew from the seeds of truth. Historians believe Arthur may have been based on a 5th or 6th century Romano-British leader who fought against Saxon invaders. Over centuries, bards and writers embellished his exploits, adding magical elements like Excalibur and Merlin, transforming a possibly real military leader into the centerpiece of elaborate medieval romances. Yet again, we're dealing with a time where there wasn't a whole lot of fact-checking. There was a lot of things that got written down, a lot of stories that got passed by word of mouth, and then eventually when we get around to writing it down, it's been completely destroyed.
That also just makes sense. If I'm a king back in the day, like, yeah, bring me a wizard.
Well, now I just know where the band Saxon came from. There you go.
The big Saxon.
Yeah.
I mean, there's leaders today that there's a whole bunch of BS about them that people completely believe.
Yeah, Kim Jong-un could dunk.
Yeah.
Correct.
So,
and some of the people around them, you'd be like, what?
Right.
Right? Like, years from now, they'll be like, that's crazy. But the wizard thing seems cool.
Hell yeah. I got a wizard.
This coming from the man who talked to a wise goat. You'd have been the easiest king. here's your wise goat, your highness.
The wizard's sleeve.
Yeah, I mean,
Pamela Anderson.
I've hung out with some wizards, I feel like, at a festival. Like, imagine, yeah. It's like, can I use the bathroom? Sure. Don't forget to stop by the wizard. See what he's got going on. He's just in the other room, hanging out, smoking a bowl.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Oh, geez, the sirens of the sea.
Oh, yeah, manatees. That'll draw you manatees.
Now, my only thing with that is, the mermaid, they're like, well, they probably saw manatees. Now, to your point about El Dorado, how long have you been on a boat when you look at a manatee and say, I'm jumping in the ocean for that hot chick?
Yeah.
It's
man,
a manatee.
You're talking to a guy from Enumclaw, okay? Eventually you hit a point.
Where'd Mike go?
Especially the pirates and stuff, man. Yeah. You've been on a boat with just dudes.
Yeah.
For a long time.
Even a manatee will do.
Right, it's close enough.
That fat water bitch is looking pretty good.
Guys, light out.
These aquatic humanoids likely originated from sailors spotting manatees and dugongs during long voyages.
Long voyages, dude.
The longer the voyage, the more likely.
Well, I mean, I watched this whole show on pirates, and it seemed like they'd reach a point where it's like, we're either getting down with manatees, or I'm going to kill the captain just for fun.
Wow. The sunken city, everybody knows it. It's Atlantis. Again, these are myths that are actually based on real things.
Was that Plato or Aristotle?
Yes, Plato. You nailed it. Account of an advanced civilization swallowed by the sea might have been inspired by the Minoan civilization's downfall. Mm-hmm. Around 1600 BCE, the Mediterranean island of Terra experienced a massive volcanic eruption that decimated the advanced Minoan culture on a nearby Crete. This catastrophic event, combined with tsunami damage, created a real-life template for the story of sophisticated island civilization just disappearing beneath the waves.
Yep.
Makes complete sense when you think about
it.
The Pied Piper. We all know that story. Mm-hmm. The disturbing tale of the Pied Piper of Hamelin, who lured away the town's children, has historical documentation supporting it.
He was driving a white windowless van.
Oh, no.
We got chocolate. Candy. Mm.
Well, yeah. I mean,
children follow a lot of people.
Sure. Yeah. I think he's just probably the first well-documented.
Yeah.
Right? That behavior's been around for a long, long time.
So records from the German town of Hamelin noted that in 1284, 130 children born in the city were led away by a piper dressed in many colors and lost at the place of execution near the Koppen, I believe. Yeah. Historians believe that this could reference either a children's crusade, an emigration movement, or perhaps an epidemic that particularly affected young people, as you guys were saying. A weirdo who just lured a bunch of kids away.
That's what I'm guessing it was.
Yes.
Well, if it's like Santa Claus, you'd follow.
Well, yeah.
Exactly. You know,
that guy came around, I was like, I got toys, follow me.
Come on, kiddos. Dragons. These fire-breathing creatures appear in cultures worldwide, not just because they actually existed.
Dinosaur bones.
But because our ancestors discovered dinosaur fossils. That's exactly right. Ancient Chinese and European civilizations finding massive fossils created explanations consistent with their understanding of the world. In China, fossilized dinosaur bones were documented as dragon bones and used in traditional medicine for centuries, showing how real paleontological findings shaped mythology. And I think it also explains why dragons look different throughout different cultures.
Depending which dinosaur bones you found.
Correct.
Right? Yeah.
You know, you have ours that are over here they're quadrupeds. They look like a Spinosaurus of certain kinds, just a little bit elongated.
But you find a pterodactyl.
Right.
Right? And the bones, you're like, all right, makes
sense.
And then
you go over to China where they're these big, long, serpentine-like dragons. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of where you track these guys down. Unicorns. While we know unicorns aren't real magical horses with healing powers, they weren't complete fiction either. Early descriptions of unicorns likely came from travelers' accounts of rhinos, particularly the Indian rhinoceros with its single horn. Ancient Greek historians described one-horned beasts in India, and even medieval unicorn tapestries feature animals that look surprisingly rhino-like in body structure, which, if you consider it, rhinos on a bigger scale kind of have a horse shape.
Sure.
Well, and like, I don't think Miles is wrong. Like, there's so much about the ocean we don't know. Something washes up. Like, there could be one giant crab. But I'm just saying, something will wash up every once in a while, and you're like, ugh, it kind of looks like an eel.
Right.
So your mind just makes you try to make a connection.
Exactly. And then I'll leave you with this last and final myth from your childhood that was actually based on a real thing. She comes in the middle of the night to steal your teeth.
The Tooth Fairy.
This beloved childhood figure who exchanges...
She doesn't steal your teeth, man.
She takes them and gives you money.
She just gives you the ones that already fell out. Good God, Mike.
Hey, I never told her she could have it. I put it under there for safekeeping, and she just showed up with money.
It's called a breaking and entering.
Yeah. This beloved childhood figure who exchanges teeth for money originated from Northern European traditions dating back to the 13th century. In Norse culture, children's teeth were considered good luck charms in battle, and parents would pay for them to make necklaces and talismans. The modern American tooth fairy emerged in the early 1900s, becoming the winged sprite that we know today during the post-war prosperity of the 1950s. So there you go. Some myths that you didn't know the origins of that you do now.
Ark Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark. and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.